Savage Boy. He's average boy. He's average boy.
Look out, he's back. With shoes untied and his ears slicked back. Taking life on one day at a time. Average Boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to episode 36 of the official Average Boy podcast. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine and co-host, along with Bob Smiley, of this podcast. How you doing today, Bob?
And I'm Bob Smiley.
I already said that, Bob. Weren't you listening?
Of course I was, Jesse. I hear everything you say. It's just, I love saying or hearing my name, Bob. Even backwards, it sounds cool. Listen, Bob. Notice the difference, but how it still sounds really cool?
Okay, well, my name backwards is S-E-G, I think. But let's get on with the podcast.
Then it's a good thing I'm here, because I'm Average Boy, hearer of all things and listener to the people. I mean, have you seen my ears? I'm obviously great at hearing.
Oh, that reminds me of a joke.
Oh, no. That's one of the few things I don't like to hear. I reminded you of a joke. Is there anything that doesn't remind you of a joke, Jesse?
Well... What'd you say, Bob? I was thinking of my joke. You know, it's a really good one.
Okay, you can tell it. Just give me a second. I'm going to get my earplugs in. And... Okay, let's hear it.
Why is corn so good at listening? Because it's all ears. Oh, that one's so funny. I couldn't wait to tell the punchline.
Is he done? You know, sometimes it's hard to wait to speak, but it's always a good time to listen. And just listen to the silence that followed after you told that joke. Ah, it's so peaceful.
I like the part about waiting to speak. Not your joke critique there, Bob. Kind of harsh. But it sounds like you might have a story about listening.
Oh, I do. And it's about my little brother, because he never listens. I tell him to always let me have the last piece of pie. But it disappears anyway. I tell him to do my chores, but he refuses. And I tell him to let me know when Mom returns from the store so I'll have time to get off the table and take down my couch diving championship banner. But he forgets. At least I think he forgets.
Yeah, the problem might not be your brother's hearing.
What? Sorry. I'm sorry, Jesse. I was playing with my earplugs. They look like little bugs.
Well, I was saying the problem might not be with your brother's hearing.
Oh, no, it is. Like, yesterday my dad said that my brother didn't do, something. I didn't really get the whole story because this big, huge fly flew across the room and I was paying attention to it. But I know my brother didn't listen to something very important and it made my dad really upset. In fact, at one point he said, "Why aren't you listening to me?" When I looked over, Dad was glaring at me, and I wanted to back him up. I was like, "That's right, Dad. It's just plain disrespectful the way my brother doesn't listen to you." And I guess my dad got something in his eye right then, because he rolled them, and then he just walked away.
I totally get what your dad was feeling. You know, my parents used to call this ignoring thing kid hearing. You know, they said that kids hear stuff different than adults.
I've totally experienced that. One time when I was visiting my grandma, my two cousins accidentally broke her favorite lamp. Grandma ran into the room when she heard the crash, and she looked around and saw the lamp in pieces. She actually shouted, "Who broke this? Who? Which was kind of funny because she was wearing these huge round glasses that sort of already made her look like an owl. But I guess my two cousins didn't hear "who broke this, who. What they heard was "point at Bob," because that's exactly what they did.
Oh, so did you get in trouble?
I didn't. My grandmother is very smart. She's also really good at listening and figuring out who's telling the truth and who's not. So after she asked my cousins a couple of questions, she knew they were lying.
You know, listening is such an important skill to have. It helps us in having conversations with people, learning in school, and even figuring out who's telling the truth in certain situations.
I totally agree, but sometimes I think even I need to listen better.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, 3 days ago, my mom texted me. She texted me this line: "You need to listen better."
Okay, she texted you, so why didn't she just say it to you?
I asked her the same thing. After all, I was sitting right next to her on the couch, so I said, "Why didn't you just tell me to listen better?" And she said that she did, but she could tell that I wasn't listening. And it wasn't the first time. In fact, the day before, Mom asked me to pick up some stuff from the grocery store. Evidently, she wanted meat, soup, and ice cream. And I got a beet, some soap, and, well, I did get ice cream.
At least you got the most important thing on the grocery list.
That's what I said. I think my dad and brother agreed with me as well, but Mom said I had, she called it selective hearing. That means I have too many good thoughts going around in my head to focus on just one thing. My mind hears something and it starts drifting off, so I miss the rest of what people are saying to me. It was really good ice cream, though. It had chocolate chunks and caramel swirls, and it had this...
Bob, yeah, we're drifting off topic right now.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, so when I got my cell phone, my listening ability got worse. Someone would be talking to me, and I'd feel my phone vibrate in my pocket. Then all I could think of was, who is texting me? Eventually, I'd reach my pocket and pull out my phone and start playing on it for just a bit. And then I'd realize, you know, the prayer was over and I was the only one left in the youth group room. It was embarrassing.
Well, you know, there's something about those glowing screens that drowns out everything else. You know, I sometimes try to watch TV and have a conversation with my friends, but it never works out because I end up shouting, touchdown, at just the wrong moment.
My mom says God gave us two ears and just one mouth for a reason. So listening is obviously more important than talking.
Or texting. And listening is especially important if you're a goat.
A goat? Oh, you mean G-O-A-T, like greatest of all time.
No, I mean like the animal. They're terrible listeners because they're always butting in.
Okay. I see you snuck in another joke there.
Yeah, but butting in instead of listening is a bad idea. Like it says in Proverbs 18, verse 13, if one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame.
Okay, I know shame is bad, but I went to see a play called The Follies once, and it was really funny.
Okay, but in the scripture, folly means a lack of good sense.
It does? Oh, I need to tell my dad that because he's always saying I'm showing a lack of good sense. So I can just tell him just to call me a folly and save time. Wow, this podcast is even helping me. Speaking of, before we end this podcast, I wanted to answer this really important question that we received on the call-in line. You know, we love hearing from our listeners, and this is a really good one. Let's play it.
Can somebody be really, really mean and still be a Christian?
Wow, that is a really great question. Because the simple answer is yes. And no. Here's what I mean. How you act doesn't determine if you're going to heaven. Salvation is a free gift from God. When you believe Jesus died on the cross, admit you're a sinner, and ask for his forgiveness, you're saved. You know, God loves you just as you are, but he also loves you too much to leave you that way. So that's why he gives you the Holy Spirit in your life to guide you and change how you act.
Absolutely. Like how we talked about the fruit of the spirits in podcast 16. I think it was 16. With God's Spirit in our lives, we become more like him. As Christians, we should bear good fruit like God. And God isn't mean. He's loving and just and good. And fruit is good. I like oranges and apples.
Stay focused because this is a really important point. You know, if someone is really, really mean, maybe they never truly prayed, repented, and invited Jesus into their lives. Because God really changes us. We're reborn or born again when we believe in him. And the good fruit the Bible talks about shows in the good deeds we do and how we treat and love others.
You are so totally right. God changes us when we allow him into our life, or should change us. Sadly, that doesn't always happen, though. For instance, I have a friend who says the biggest problem he has with Christianity is the Christians. You know, people who have said they were Christ followers were really mean to him, so he doesn't want to come to church with me, but he is interested in knowing more about Jesus.
It's such a bummer that people don't always represent Jesus well with their actions. But just like you can't earn your way to heaven with good behavior, being mean doesn't mean that you're not a Christian.
So it ends up that was a really hard question to answer, I guess. Not so simple like I first thought.
Yeah, you know, it'd be so much better if all Christians represented Christ by acting with love towards people.
That's what Jesus said was the most important thing to do. Love God and love others.
Very true. You know, as Christians, we should follow what the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
Now that's something to listen to. I really love that verse you just quoted, and I think it's a great way to end today's official Average Boy podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. You know, if you want more Average Boy stories, sign up for a subscription to Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine, where you can read The Adventures of Average Boy every single month.
You can sign up for Clubhouse at averageboy.org.
That website is actually my homepage, and that's the same place where you can find out more about my books, devotions for super average kids, books 1 and 2. They're filled with good advice, biblical wisdom, and huge laughs.
And if you enjoyed listening to season 3 of the podcast, let us know. You can message us at averageboy.org by clicking on the Ask Average Boy link, or you can call and leave us a message at 1-888-465-6595. Just make sure to get your parents' permission before you call, because we may use your comment, question, and your voice on a future podcast.
And thanks for listening, everybody. Oh, hey, that means even more on today's podcast, because we were talking about listening. See, you're already doing what we're suggesting you to do. Anyway, I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, telling you, don't be average.
Be super average. He's average.